That's what, and then I'll be on World Star. Man, fuck that bitch ass nigga. Man, nigga told me he want me to do some date off of me $1,000. Man, the nigga ain't who he say he is. The nigga really a nice guy. Yeah, I put you. Yeah, nigga, 3232 Blue White Drive. That's where the nigga stay at. You can't get in there because it's a gated community. Yeah, nigga, I put all that shit out there. I think your volume is right. That's your volume right there, LeVar.
Once it got
right
down,
there. That's your volume.
Nigga just said, fuck
mic levels.
Oh, that's so nice.
You like it? I am, bro. I saw the vision. I done watched all these episodes. I done see the vision. Nigga, I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I'm trying to show you how to get on, bro. Move that shit out the way.
I'm going to move.
Move the power.
Hey, man, look. Los watch game film.
That damn right.
Los watch game film. This nigga put a Sharpie on his TV. He thought it was a race.
Said,
I was like, hey,
train,
hey, you can't have the real Sharpie.
Let me tell you when I ran last, Carlo.
Shit.
I remember you when the motherfucking beard was dry, nigga.
Shut up, nigga. Niggas always want to bring up old shit.
Yeah,
nigga,
we ain't there no more.
You remember you was fucked up, nigga?
Hey.
You was blind in one eye.
Shit.
Remember that bitch gave you the gonorrhea about 7 years ago on December 8th? What the fuck, bro? What happened to confidentiality?
Nigga. Y'all went to get this.
I'm with you.
Hey, you remember that time you shit on yourself? Nigga threw up in the hat and put the hat back on. You remember that shit?
I did. I ain't put it back on though. I did throw up in the hat.
We laugh about that shit all the time.
I threw up in the hat.
Nigga threw up in the hat, put the hat back on.
Let's go. Let's go.
I'm proud.
Hey, man, don't tell us how to run our goddamn show. We been doing this shit. Because for 50 episodes.
This motherfucker here, man.
That's why we don't like having guests.
I'm not
guests.
Saying. I was just, you know.
Huh?
LeVar gonna keep suggesting shit.
Rolling for 28 minutes. Good. Nigga, we got 30 minutes worth of shit already. You don't know what we might do.
Delete that shit. Delete that shit.
Hey, man.
Delete that shit. Hey,
I'm not playing with you, Piggy.
85.
Now, welcome back. This is the 85 South Show. It's your man, Carlos Miller.
It's your boy, DC Flizzle.
Clayton English.
Hey!
There you go.
This nigga finally done start coming to work on a consistent basis, bro.
All right.
The fans all on YouTube talking about, hey, man, y'all need to add Clayton to the show. This nigga been on the show since the first episode.
All the time, man.
He just ain't coming every goddamn episode. My nigga, DC Young Flat, back in the studio. Hell going on, boy?
I'm here. Maybe like come to work, I'd be like, all right, shit. Yeah, come.
Man, we can't get we can't even get motherfuckers to come to work at their job. That shit crazy.
I was doing something before and y'all know we don't
work
plan
a lot, man.
This
we
shit.
Work a lot, man.
Bruh,
tell the people
this shit like
really,
being on fire, man. It's like on call.
Yeah,
hey, it's a fire. Can y'all put it out?
And I know
no,
a couple
of
houses
really.
Got burnt up fucking with me.
Yeah.
I can't make it today, goddamn.
Hey, I believe it's two DC Young Flies. Nigga, I be on Instagram. This nigga have a show in Minnesota and Tuscaloosa, Alabama in the same night. I be like, nigga, it ain't no. These pictures, ain't no way in the fuck this nigga did all these shit.
I make it work, baby.
In one
man. You cloned yourself.
Yeah, I make it work.
I knew something.
I did a whole
up,
show on the phone, and they just put it on the goddamn screen.
This nigga here, man. We got a guest in the studio with us today, man.
Who?
Hey, people always ask us why we always talk about going raw and shit, because we got a homeboy that's a real motherfucking pharmacist, and he be putting us up on all the cures before a nigga even start coughing. Y'all start.
Yes. Right
I'm
now.
Nigga. This is my motherfucking homeboy. You
comedian.
Know hey, Miller Lite, stand-up comedy
all
champion.
Top.
Hey,
thank
Plastic
you.
Cup Boys.
Thank
been
you.
On the road with Ricky Smiley.
Last
this nigga's
time.
Just a funny motherfucker.
Shaq
y'all show some love. LeVar
all-star.
Walker.
Hey,
yeah. LeVar
what
Walker.
It do? What it do, man? I'm happy to be here, man, with the band. Y'all brothers are just superstars, man.
Man,
I'm,
we ain't shit.
Come on, man.
It's a blessing just
come
to
on,
be
man.
In y'all presence.
Hey, man, I still say
lie,
we.
Man. Shit. Man.
Come on, man. Cut the pleasantries.
That's
you know what it
y'all
is.
Need, quit
give us some
now.
Of that shit in the back of the pharmacy, man.
I'm
exactly.
telling you, some of that lean
we
shit.
We heard activists
them
ain't all the way gone.
It ain't act
no, we got it. It's
man, give me some for my depression, my nigga.
I'm just playing. We don't condone.
Now you lying. We condone the fuck out of that shit,
condone
nigga.
It.
That's what the podcast is for. Niggas who sitting around getting fucked up.
Right.
That's
now.
The main ingredient, ain't it, Codon?
Exhale, motherfucker. Exhale.
That's yeah, right. man. LeVar, you came on a very dope ass day, man. Cause we, you know the 85
that.
South show. We can talk about whatever the fuck we want
all
to,
day.
Man.
Whatever's on your mind, just let it go, motherfucker.
Let's get it to it, man.
Yeah, this show is for the people, bro. So that's what we doing it for
what
today.
People?
our people, because this is certain. Fans. It's a certain type of motherfucker that listen to the 85
kind of
South show.
Hey,
it's, I'm talking this show. This podcast is for bitches who get half they hair braided, okay. Then have to go get some more weave to get the other half done.
Like there we
bitches
go.
Who don't plan shit.
There we go.
We like got that. Our own audience, like my nigga. We, all right, this show, podcast this show, right here.
This show is for bitches to get that fluking every week. Every week.
We don't know what the fuck
that fluking is.
That fluking, break that down.
Now you got to tell us what that fluking is.
We might see it in the pantry.
That fluking sounds like some anti-flu shit.
That's anti-fungal used for bacterial vaginosis.
So when a pussy stinks, you use that fluking.
Just cool that motherfucking fire.
That's why we brought you on here, bro. We need to know what medicine these are.
Next time I run into some hot fire pussy.
I'll let y'all know what it is.
How you cure a yeast roll.
What?
Cure that yeast roll.
Yeast roll?
Yeah, man. That's,
nigga,
that's what,
I don't know what the fuck.
Hey, you here to tell
you,
us?
You saw a bitch with a yeast roll?
Come on, man.
So is it like the
no, I ain't never seen
it. A bitch
with
a yeast, she can make beer with her pussy.
Yeah.
That's a lot of hops.
Damn.
Barley.
Hey, man, y'all getting real sick with it,
man.
Bitch right now without fluke is like, they so crazy. Give me my cream.
Right. Is it a cream or is it a pill?
And I just need to tell you. You know, I had one lady come in and ask me if she could take a Plan B every day.
What are you doing, lady? Said, that's too many bad decisions.
Your pussy,
back to back.
Your pussy is a cemetery. You can't eat this shit like cereal.
Hey, they be trying to sneak and come in there and buy them Plan B.
I know a nigga Plan B because the girl always got on some jogging pants and a hoodie.
Looking like
with
a killer.
With a
what's it called?
Bonnet on.
The Plan B outfit.
Plan B, nigga, with a fucking bonnet, a hoodie.
In there looking like
shit.
Rabbit all got their 8 by.
Oh, hell no.
Damn, be Rabbit. Come again.
There's vomit on her shirt already.
Semen on her sweater already. Palms are sweating.
Hey, they be coming up humble to me like, excuse me. I'm like, yeah. y'all got some Plan B.
You gotta act like you don't
and
hear.
And I'll be like, what?
How many do you need?
I said, what? Do y'all have some Plan B? I can't hear you. Do y'all have some Plan Bs?
Yeah, bitch, right behind you.
Oh,
the
shit.
The pig was the best.
That shit up.
Hey, shout out to everybody who taking that diflucan. Is it a pill or a cream?
It's a pill.
It's a pill.
Shout out to the dudes that take it too. Just in case.
Nigga, if you a dude taking that shit, you better go get your shit cut off, nigga.
You talking about 150 milligrams. Well, you going to die, bitch.
Damn.
I'm scared of a 10 milligram, bitch.
Hey, speaking of diflucan. Hey, Brazil is giving away 450,000 condoms for the Olympics, bro.
That ain't shit. My goddamn clinic just gave out 100,000.
Wait. Shit. Are they doing this?
How you got your own clinic, though?
Wait,
let's talk about
DC Young Flyers Clinic.
Wait. That shit right in the hood. Every nigga coming out with a brown paper bag, nigga just got a bag full of rubber.
Hold on. We got a commercial for DC Young Fly.
Where is it?
Clinic.
Hell nah.
Hey, are you Bernie? Is someone you know Bernie? Because sometimes you don't want to say that it's you, so you say that it's somebody else. Just come on in to DC Young Fly. Get that dick check. All girls, all nurses, checking dicks, and they've seen it all. You can't surprise them with nothing.
You know why they giving them condoms out in Brazil. See, they got that Zika over there.
And what's that going to do? Who fucking mosquitoes?
The head gets small, nigga.
Shit.
Hold on.
They better give you a full body condom. Condom ain't going to help you from Zika.
You fuck a bitch and get a tiny head.
You don't even know you got bit by a mosquito. You just be walking, you be like, God damn.
Nigga,
your head just started to shrink. You be like, God damn.
Beetlejuice.
Nah, it's in pussies now. That Zika's in pussies.
I got bit by Beetlejuice.
Did y'all see this?
They said it was the first case of a woman Zika in her pussy.
Beanie
Man do got Zika virus.
The nigga head tiny, nigga. I saw him on the iPhone. The iPhone looked like it was 10 feet tall.
For real? Right.
That's that small little nigga.
Oh, because he ate the pussy.
Bruh, they said Beanie Man in the hospital with the Zika virus right
oh,
now.
Man.
They trying to hurry up and get him the cure because he keeps yelling out, Zim Zimma! Who got the cure to the Zika?
They say the nigga. They say the nigga.
I'ma die if you don't come in.
Hey, they say the nigga head so smart they had to get a tea bag and use for a pillow for the nigga.
In
head.
A rush, get this yellow shit off my nuts.
That nigga's head tiny than a bitch, nigga. That nigga's shit small. Goddamn it!
Nigga head shrinking.
They got on the tea bag.
The
nigga,
oh God!
The nigga got on the motorcycle. Got on the motorcycle to put a thimble on his head. and drove off, man.
Oh, shit.
Boy, that nigga's head small in the bitch.
Come on, man.
That's a tiny head, nigga.
He said a teabag for a pillow, but I got sleepy instantly, bro.
You dumb as fuck,
bro. I'm just trying to get it out here, man. I'm trying to come up, man. I've been doing this pharmacy kind of shit.
Let's do some shout-outs real quick. Shout-out to Whitney Denise, Mariah Easley. What's this girl named? Tara?
That nigga over here expressing his life story. He thought, man, I've been doing this goddamn pharmacy. He like, yeah.
Let's do some shout-outs.
Nigga just cut me all off.
I was seeing if anybody caught that shit. I was just fucking with
you,
bro.
Nigga, I'm going into a life story.
Nigga,
give it up for Whitney Denise.
Whitney.
Who the fuck is Whitney Denise?
And Whitney.
Why she got two first names? Nigga?
That is two first names.
I can't tell you her last
name.
That's
two characters off of different worlds.
Yes.
Got to be old.
Whitney two different characters.
Hold on. Mariah Easley. You know she fine. She sound like she. Is she fine? Mariah Easley.
Mariah Easley.
Let me think of a girl with a fat ass name. Girls with fat
Mariah
ass.
Mariah Easley.
Fat ass last names or first names? Let's Tamika. Go with first names.
Big Booty Kim. Air Hood got a big booty Kim.
Yeah.
Samantha.
Ooh.
Samantha.
She be bow-legged with
it. Yeah, Samantha kind of like foreign a little bit, but she kind of Mexican, so that shit don't make
it. Now the best pussies go to Heather.
Heather.
Ah, I know Heather who played too much right now, and I know she got some.
What
good
about
pitch.
Nicole? Nicole's
if you listen to bitch, quit playing
Nicole's
with me.
Nicole's be having fat asses.
Yeah, it be some
there's
fat
a lot
ass
of fat
Nicole's.
Asses.
Now, Nicole's,
Nicole's can be
titties.
Some skinnies.
Nicole's got
but
titties.
They got them Shamika.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
She got two kids already.
You know, any Ashley or Jasmine.
Jasmine's always look good in the motherfucker.
Booger Bell.
Jasmine's got nice booties.
Yeah.
They got butts.
They ain't got ass.
They say proportion. Jasmine is a proportion.
Ooh, what about Portia?
Yeah, Portia could definitely have a very fat ass.
Oh, Portia got some titties.
And she'd be ratchet at the same time.
Portia will fuck you in the living room over her grandma house.
What about the hoe that'll fuck you in the car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
like
that's
Shaniqua.
That's them Courtney's.
Courtney will fuck you in the car. Or any bitch with a color
nasty.
Name like Red.
You fuck with them reds?
Red.
Yeah, Red.
Yeah, that's
red.
A hood name.
Mm.
Yeah.
Or anything that like.
What you got? What about
describe
them? Let me see. No.
Slim.
What about Alexis? Alexis got
Alexis.
Titties. They don't really have.
Alexis don't want to give you head in the car. That's all.
Yeah.
Here go one right here. Shay. Shay rocks
ooh,
pink.
Shay.
She said,
Shay
this
too.
Podcast is bitch with big titties and no ass for me.
Shay, yeah. Shay.
Shay was so trying to give you some ass that night in my dream.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, hold on. Can I shout out some real live people? I know they live too, but this real live people.
Yeah.
I did a show in Dayton. Ohio, what's up, man? I'm coming to Toledo too. But Dayton, what's up? Because specifically, I want to shout out a few people. My dude, Tap. I know that's your name, and that's all I got from your name, and it's another dude.
Yep.
They was showing love. They was coming through. They was bearing gifts.
Bearing gifts. That's what they do in Dayton.
Frankincense and myrrh and things. You know, they just treat me like
talk
the baby Jesus, man. You know, they came through with all type of, a rumpa pum pum.
Hey,
so
my nigga Jerry
smooth.
Brown. My nigga Jerry Brown felt you when you said if Hillary Clinton get elected, she gonna outlaw head. He felt that shit. He was like, I ain't voting for that bitch. Shout out to Jerry Brown.
Yeah, nobody want that gone.
Hell no.
Put that on the docket, Hillary. You
man,
get
now
more
we
votes.
Now we got to get in here and see what's going on with LaVar. We got to give him his psychosis, see why he chose comedy and shit.
Give him a breakdown.
No,
how I feel when motherfucker interviewing you like you in the goddamn the doctor room. I'm like, okay, so how are you feeling, LaVar?
Man, shit, I'm good. I'm blessed, man. You know what I'm saying?
how did you get started doing comedy? That's basically, we got to ask you shit
first,
like that.
First of all, I've been doing comedy since kindergarten.
First of all.
Clowning
all
the shit, roasting the shit out of niggas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Doing what I do. Just funny, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I, you know what I'm saying? Coming up in Chicago, I never looked at entertainment as a viable option for survival. And I was like, I don't want to do that shit.
You ain't never want to be like
where
part
you went,
of Do
Simeon?
Or Die?
Where you
like
went?
That?
Huh? Where you went to school?
Simeon.
See, I thought that. See, Simeon. I know. I do a little
how this nigga grow up
people,
in Chicago
man?
And didn't think entertainment was viable? Nigga, they had Do or Die. You ain't want to pimp
nigga.
A little bit?
Nigga,
what was that like?
You look like you had a Jerry curl.
I had motherfucking.
Did you get
finger
waves?
I
was about to say
finger waves, nigga.
I thought bitches were the one that got finger waves.
I had motherfucking butters, nigga.
You ain't throwback Thursday that?
Butters, nigga.
Who did it though?
Man, a lady named Tony. And
shout out to
shout
Tony.
Out Tony, right, goddamn
right
now.
On motherfucking.
Because this podcast for people
that
put finger waves in motherfuckers' heads
right
who don't have hair
Tony
no more.
Tony on 77th and Rhodes, nigga. None but killers in the basement.
Was they, were they there, real nigga. Waves or were they like
nigga,
S's?
Them motherfuckers was
you just put
nigga,
an S
my
in your
finger
shit.
Waves.
My shits was whipping. You hear me?
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? I couldn't get them done no more because my daddy ain't gonna give me no more money to get my
brothers
done.
Bro. Oh man!
And I had you know swimming. What's crazy? Tony probably
still doing every week.
Was over.
Tony probably still doing.
I mean, I had no bread, man. My shit was fucked up. Like, you know what I'm saying?
How much was it? How much was it back then to get finger weighed?
Man, about. Man, 25.
You know yeah, that was
a lot of money back then. But see, I was 50 back then.
I got into the finger waves because niggas was heavy on the Duke kits.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? And right. I put a Duke in my joint
and
I fried my shit.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
So you had that was shit. A rescue hairstyle.
Nigga, my shit was
horrible. He was trying to save his hair.
Nah, but I saw another nigga. He was like, yo, man, you got your Duke whipping. He's like, nah, nigga, these like, you know what I'm saying? I went and got my shit done. You know what I mean? I'm like, word? The way you got that shit done, nigga. I went over there, had my shit whipping, nigga. I thought I was beautiful.
I thought I was beautiful.
Nigga said I thought I was beautiful.
Nigga, I had to scratch my shit with that little key. Nigga, I used to put a little key in that bitch and scratch that motherfucker, hey, dog.
He had the haircut
nigga,
like the white lunch
nigga,
lady that talked black.
I was dirty than a motherfucker, nigga.
Tanya.
Nigga, I was dirty, nigga.
You want some more match tape, sweetheart?
Yeah.
Hey, Nick.
I was a little dirty.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, I was a little dirty nigga from Chicago.
She just
nigga,
said
rocking,
nigga, too.
Rocking towel coats. I had a towel coat with butters, nigga.
Oh, man.
That's what they call back in the day, butters.
A towel butters. Coat. Like, what's a towel coat? It's a real towel coat.
Y'all ain't know about them towel
coats. Like a bathrobe, right?
South, man. Really
we don't have real winners down here.
That shit like
hashtag
a bathrobe,
hashtag towel coat. Hashtag towel coat. Sound like a robe. Right now, sound like a robe.
Sound like a bathrobe.
In the 90s, you know what I'm saying, niggas, like, they take a towel and right. You made a jacket out that motherfucker. So you had like Mickey Mouse, dolphins, and shit. Listen now, or it could be like it'll be like the Bears and all kind of shit, man. It was some Chicago
niggas
shit,
cutting
nigga.
Holes in the towel.
I rock a motherfucking
and
towel
them
coat,
bitch.
Okay, so the whole
they skinning the towel.
A towel coat, nigga. I had a towel coat, man, nigga. Like,
hey man,
real,
I like the way you
nigga.
Skint that motherfucker, man.
Hey, we gonna have to get somebody from Chicago who watched the show to verify. Man. This shit.
Whole,
I ain't never heard of that
is the
shit.
Whole, is the whole coat a towel? Like,
it's
or is it
made,
like,
it's a
so
towel.
So like you take a towel and you put it on a denim coat?
No, bro. They take towel material and they turn that bitch into
a whole
jacket.
Dapper Dan
with
a towel.
A zipper, a hoodie. I bet you them shits come back.
For all that thinking and using material.
You can bring it back.
Because look, the Don C snapbacks, that's some Chicago shit.
Yeah.
That was some drug dealer Chicago shit.
You talking about getting the gate on everything.
Yeah, because we used
that's
to.
That's Midwest.
We used
quick.
To call them Buck 50 hats. You know what I'm saying? Because they cost $150.
Yeah.
So niggas.
But now Don C got them cost $800 or something.
Right. So niggas get a cap. You buy the cap. It had like. Some snake skin or whatever on it, nigga had like a clock
oh,
on that
shit.
Bitch.
Yeah, bitch high hair now.
Or a motherfucking nigga get a troll on it. It was just crazy, man. Right.
Okay, wait a minute. He putting
shit.
Us on the Chicago
game. This is old Chicago.
Nah, because you
I
a super fashionable dude. You extra fashionable.
That's
because
I was hard. I had no gear growing up.
You extra fashionable. You showed up to the shit with the fresh shit. We did the last comment. You was talking about my shoes, but your shit, this motherfucker pulled Giuseppe's out.
Shit,
he offended the wardrobe lady. The wardrobe lady said, fuck it, I don't even know what I do it for. And walked off. I said, god damn. This motherfucker had some
work,
shit. Could nobody pronounce, man.
Shit, I wish I'd let you wear them and I would have won, motherfucker. I tell you that shit.
No, you one of the most fashionable cats on the
lost.
Comedy shit.
Because he
be
got money. That's exactly
why.
What I've been talking about.
This,
that nigga
man.
Always
Come
try to flex
man.
Like he ain't
got
no paper.
Got no bread, man.
First nigga I ever seen with some real Yeezys.
I'm just a working cat, man.
Nigga, you got a great
he
job,
the only
though.
Doctor I know
hey.
That never seen no patients.
Hey, you right. Know what? I want to shout you out for this because what's awesome is that you probably done broke most stereotypes than anybody in this room almost.
Right.
One. You made it out of Chicago, right?
First of all.
You man, made it into comedy, yeah, man, got on TV doing comedy, you working doing comedy, and you done put in the work to go to school to be a pharmacist,
right.
And you do pharmacy,
man,
and you ain't, and you still,
that.
That's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know nobody else that's
give
a pharmacist,
some
man.
I don't know.
Hey,
give
look,
especially at a time right now when Black Lives Matter and
what
shit.
What are you saying?
And he got a real black doctor
what are you
on his
saying?
List.
He got three man. Different black
are
lives.
You
the black Forrest Gump.
I have a,
he done lived through everything.
I have a PharmD degree as a doctor. In pharmacy.
Don't talk that shit down. No, talk no, that no. Shit up. This the 85 South
I'm
show,
a
nigga.
Medical doctor.
Yes, the fuck you are.
No.
When
no,
you
no.
Come on here,
no,
you
no.
Are.
You gotta tell them because people.
I'm not a medical.
Tell them why
shit.
You say that though.
Hey,
people
when that nigga come on here, he a goddamn brain surgeon. Let us tell it.
Let me tell you
you're
something.
Right.
So the next time I run into somebody with a pharmacy,
it's a little difficult to say. call me doctor and you come in the motherfucking store and I'm ringing up chips and juice.
Dog
I say,
food.
You call me a doctor, motherfucker, while I ring this bullshit up and give you your medicine.
Let me get a vaccine, my
That's
nigga.
Why I never really, you know what I'm saying, like, be like, oh, I'm
you humble.
I'm a doctor.
They humbled your ass.
Hey, them African motherfuckers, they want you. I am doctor.
That's like the pharmacy they hit you with that?
No, they want you to call them doctor. Them African pharmacists,
oh, no, oh, no, no, oh, no, yes. I work yes. for this. You
that is right. That's what you would call.
Fuck you, motherfucker. I am doctor.
Yes.
I am Dr. Sambuku Makoku.
I'm just
in that
bitch.
I am a
child hey, doctor.
I'm that Shabuli
doctor. Hey, animal
I'm just,
doctor.
I'm just in that bitch.
Dr. Queen.
I'm just trying to get my little money.
Dr. J.
Dr. Dre. Dr. Stretch.
I'm trying to help
Dr. Octopus.
Nigga. That's right.
This fool shit. Said, was, I can't be no doctor and I'm ringing up.
My motherfucking doctor, nigga.
So next time I see a motherfucker like I'm like, you're a doctor? She'd be like, no, I'm a PharmD. I'm no. like, oh, bitch, you ain't shit.
Well, it's the similar to
no,
like,
let
like,
me tell
like an
no.
attorney
Stop
is,
bullshitting,
a, is a JD, which
Stop
is a juris doctor.
Stop bullshitting, man. I went
so
to that nigga
like
pharmacist.
Doctors. You know, you call him a doctor if you
oh, you can get a doctorate of anything, right? Bill Cosby got a doctorate.
Honor. I think he has an honorary.
Yeah,
shit,
or
it's
does
a doctorate.
He have a PhD?
No, I know he got an honorary.
I don't
brother.
Know.
Dog, and that shit crazy because so I heard we can get honored too at one of these schools that are honoring niggas. So I'm about to graduate in a minute.
That was so
Phoenix University.
I'm about to be honored.
Yeah,
they honoring a nigga. Hey,
Phoenix University.
Nigga, my cousin just graduated online, and we went to the house, watched her graduate.
You stupid.
She hit the button, and all the cards came up on the fucking
balloons
screen.
And shit.
I'm like, you just won a game of solitaire.
Nigga,
she printed that degree out.
Okay.
Nigga. We took pictures.
Ah, that
shout
a game
out,
of
though,
solitaire.
Hey.
You dumb
I'm about
as hell,
to do
bro.
It. I'm
Shout
about
out
to do
this
it.
Podcast for everybody that graduated online.
Hey, y'all laughing at the online people. My cousin. Joined the Q Dogs online.
Nigga. Oh man,
he did.
Are you serious?
He's supposed to go online, yeah. not online.
No, oh. Can't do that.
Well,
he's supposed
he,
to go online.
Well,
like,
you tell that nigga he ain't a real Q. He gonna beat
oh,
your
man,
motherfucking
fact, he's
ass.
He's not. Shout any out, motherfucker that do
yo,
that on papers,
me,
you ain't real. Okay, what you say?
Let
that's how they
out,
feel too.
Let me shout out my fraternity. Shout out to the brothers of Kappa Alpha Psi.
Oh yeah, that's right. You a Kappa?
Hey, LeVar.
Yo, yo.
Yeah, y'all boy eat pussy too. Y'all boy eat a lot of booty. That's how they talk. We are the best, and this is how we do. We eat the booty. I said, what the fuck? I said, y'all niggas swag, bro.
Hey, LeVar.
You stepped.
DC Me Young Flash Sister
cute
got a fraternity.
Rolling yeah. dice. The dirty motherfucker rolled 7 twice.
Oh,
I pulled out my knife, and I cut his head. And all I knew was he bled Kappa Red.
Who is the nigga who wrote
that's,
that?
That's a threat.
Hey, fuck it. I'm not.
Who the
y'all know I ain't really like lyrical.
Who is the author who came up with
nah,
that
that's
shit?
Old school shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They
you know
be stepping
they
to that shit,
y'all
too.
Niggas is rappers for real.
I want to so see that nigga
know.
Today. The nigga who came up with that. Rap.
I know the next time
you know,
I shoot dice
you know
and the nigga say that
you
shit.
Know, you heard the one. You heard the one about when I say I pulled out the knife.
I got it for you.
And I cut his head. That was me.
I got it for you.
I did it.
Me and Coop the Brown was at it. The stove.
Yo, I know one thing. If I know if I'm shooting dice and I hear that shit again, talking about something, he rolled 7 twice.
You gonna
get the fuck out of there.
I'm
that.
Look up at his ass. Go on, keep saying other shit,
keep
nigga. I know it. I know it, motherfucker.
Hey,
he
did you step with the cane?
I can twirl.
You can
a
twirl?
A little bit, but I'm
I don't like the way that shit came out.
Either.
It's a real
like
gangsta ass show. And then you just like, I can
no,
twirl.
Nigga, twirl.
Don't fucking
know,
play
man.
With us, bro. This is the
like
85
that.
South
man,
show.
Hey.
This is
man.
For niggas who
yo,
don't
man.
Rap at the police because they don't know if their name going to come up
nigga,
dirty.
I,
hey, the 85 South show for motherfuckers who.
We do not condone grown man twirling.
Because they might not know the school shit. This show is for the podcast for motherfuckers that probably got the school of hard knocks.
I mean, niggas out there twirl, man. You know what, man? Goddamn 85 South show done got soft.
We twirl.
He talking about the cane.
Twirl yo. Canes yeah. and cap outside and make them.
That's
come
fraternity
to life
people.
And it just looks so smooth.
You
so
have a
hey, what made you join the Kappas, though?
Man,
out of all the shit to join,
I'm tell you,
keep
dog.
It real, keep it gangster.
I'm gonna tell you
because they got all the pussy.
I mean,
that ain't play.
They took your money, bitch. Freshman year,
you know, niggas was just smooth, man. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of my family members is Q Dogs. You know what I mean? Okay. And I'm from Chicago, and I got tired of being on dirty. I mean, not to say the Q's is dirty, motherfucker, but
they eat ass. They're dirty.
You know what I mean? I just like the swag of a new, you know what I mean? Okay. So, like, when I was a shorty, I remember sneaking into this party, and it was a disco ball and all these.
Damn, girls. How old is you, my
I'm
nigga?
I'm telling a disco ball.
Can you tell us what song was playing?
It was a disco ball swing.
Night Fever.
Nigga, Flashlight was playing.
Nigga, John Travolta was there.
Yeah, nigga. Flashlight was playing. It was this motherfucking disco ball spinning, and it was all these girls. So like I moved. Look. I'm trying to see what's going on. So I'm moving through the girls, right? So I look. It's a spotlight on this nigga, dog. This nigga was twirling that bitch. I'm like, oh, this nigga.
And then turned to a bitch.
That nigga twirling, bitch.
Oh,
you twirling.
Yo.
Shit.
And the hoes was going crazy.
Oh, shit.
And the shit was looking so pretty and sweet. I'm like,
oh,
yo,
this nigga.
My nigga. I was like, man, that shit was embedded. I was like, I'm going to be a nuke.
You know hold up, LeVar. Hey, Fly, what the niggas?
That nigga turned. He was like, man, what's going on?
Yo,
what the hell's going on?
The shit
nigga saw that nigga. Nigga was like, ow! Oh, twirl, baby! All
right, yo. Twirl, yo, baby. Pause. That did
Swirl.
Sound a little. Pause. That did sound a little suspect,
oh,
but
shit.
The shit was just cold. Hey. And then I was mesmerized.
He was twirling ever since.
And I got into it. And you know what I'm saying? It's about achievement. It's about achievement in every field of human endeavor.
No, but your story did make it sound cool and cold. I can see
I
can see the allure.
Man, you know what I mean? You can look at him up, man, that motherfucker, you know, that nigga cold.
Hey, let me ask you some real shit for real. We bullshitting this 85 South Show. What the fuck we do?
Hey, my man.
He's
hey, yo, the shit was fresh.
Shit,
now, one thing I know about the step, because you know how you step back in my day, you know what I'm saying? So I know the Kappa Kappa Psi, that is?
No.
No.
That's
what
from a
is?
Movie.
Kappa Alpha Psi.
Kappa Alpha Psi.
KK Psi is a band fraternity.
Yeah, KK Psi, they
that's
smooth, too.
That's a band
too.
Fraternity?
Yeah,
and they smooth.
Drumline.
They smooth.
So
y'all,
you went to fam. You
I know,
shit.
But I don't know all the, I don't know. I don't know the band fraternities. I don't know the main ones.
Nah,
they serious, man.
Because we ain't have y'all. Because y'all was thrown off the yard. Because y'all went too ham.
Yeah.
Nah, KK Psi.
Let me ask
smooth.
You this though, LeVar. Y'all
on,
went
on
too
some
ham.
Real shit.
Yeah.
It's a nigga sitting at pharmacy school somewhere right now listening to this show. You got any advice you want to give to any other young black folks out here?
He better do his goddamn work.
No, I'm trying to see some real shit.
No, real shit. I mean, you know, man, just focus, man. If you deep into it, just go ahead and finish and pursue your dreams, man. I mean, get the money and follow your dreams if you're not really
it's
happy.
Out there, though. You got to let them know it's out
field.
There.
I mean, yeah, it's out here, man. And you know, you just have to believe, man. Success is the progressive realization of goals and ideas.
So that's what it is.
Of ideal goals.
Told y'all this nigga was smart.
I mean, you know what I mean? Just do your thing, man. Just be happy, man, and just keep striving for greatness, man. That's all I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
Well, you know stupid. I mean? And they said, I can't be a real doctor when I'm in there ringing up Chip.
I mean, it was a hard, bro. I mean, that shit was hard.
Yeah.
I mean, pharmacy school was hard than a motherfucker because I am a product of the Chicago public school
right.
system.
Right.
And the equivalent, that's like taking, I'm going to explain this to you.
So you
like,
was good in school?
I was cool.
Like high school,
I was cool. I mean,
right.
you know.
Where you
mean?
Went to college?
I went to Xavier University.
Yeah.
So I was
He was
cool,
an X-Man.
But see, that's why HBCUs are so important for blacks because they bridge that gap.
Wendy Williams, you hear this shit?
Of
yeah. I went
that
to FAMU.
Because we're
trying to say what we need them for.
We're lacking in inner city schools. So you take a motherfucker that's getting an A at motherfucking, what's the horrible school here in Atlanta, fucking Crim or some shit.
Why, I graduated. Fuck
you. Yeah,
nigga, all the school that nigga say your school.
I was like, think of some shit. You Crim,
motherfucker.
Like a straight A student from there on a national level is like a D student.
Don't do that because they did give us bookwork
like
and paperwork.
Kinda, that's how
no,
stuff
but
be
I'm
though.
Saying, but you I don't realize
yeah.
it until you get into these programs. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it was like. When I got into pharmacy school and all that shit, it was like the equivalent of taking a big fat motherfucker, right, and putting him on a track with Olympic track stars and saying, nigga, run, and you better keep up.
So what you saying? Your job is
it
like
it was hard. No, it was just hard. The schooling. I had to. Oh. I had to work.
You had to catch up and then catch up.
I had to work really, really hard. I had to. I was playing.
So you went from pharmacy school to Xavier.
No, nigga,
No.
The pharmacy school is at Xavier.
Yeah, that's at Xavier. So
hold on, we're gonna have a tutorial.
Edit that motherfucking shit out. This nigga is too
delete
famous.
Delete that shit.
Delete that shit.
I'm trying to figure out where he's going. All of a sudden, he started talking about my school, then he said Krim, then Xavier.
No, you just got caught up on Krim. He wasn't coming at you. He wasn't coming at you. He wasn't coming at you, really. I swear to God, he wasn't.
Xavier has a 6-year PharmD program, so I never had an undergraduate degree. So 2 years of undergrad, 4 years of pharmacy school. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I just had to work my ass off. So I don't say like I'm the smartest motherfucker. I just worked hard.
Oh, so you just work hella hard to ring chips hella and shit up. Hard,
you can't really finesse pharmacy though, because you got to know math and science. And like, I mean,
you got to know how to divide. That motherfucker going to say, give him 80 pills. I know 80.
We catch a lot of, you know, doctor's mistakes and shit like that to protect you.
Yeah, that too. You know what I mean? Like, what's a doctor mistake?
Tell you take two wrong things.
If that decimal point is off.
Ooh.
Like you said, 150 milligrams.
Yeah, if you get a prescription, I don't know, and you know they mess up writing it or something, mm-hmm. It's off a couple decimal points.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Having nigga in there taking 250.
Yeah, milligrams. You won't be sick no more, but you can't stop shitting.
Right.
It's crazy.
That's one thing.
Morphine is a motherfucker.
I know you won't be able to come back to cuss me out, nigga, if you take that shit. Nigga, you'll be gone. You'll be out of here.
Hell no, man.
Yeah, that morphine is a monster, man.
Yeah, that morphine.
You got superpowers, bro.
Who?
You, that's basically what you're talking about. You got superpowers.
Yeah, he could change some shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that nigga could give you the wrong shit.
If a bitch ever gave you an attitude at the store, you should be like, bitch,
I'd give her the wrong pills, turn that bitch into a man. You ever come up here cussing at me, bitch? Why am I growing a penis? Why did you come up here cussing?
Yo, you know what I hate?
It ain't too late, bitch. I got the antidote.
I was at work. I got a call from a customer, and I want to know if my prescription is ready. I said, give me 1 second, sir. I'm a woman. Who's your manager?
Damn. You almost lost your license.
Give me my estrogen. Give me my estrogen.
Never,
okay?
Never assume. Like, shit.
Like, bitch, have you heard yourself?
LeVar, where you start your comedy career off at, bro?
Right here in Atlanta, man. Actually, my last year of pharmacy school, I started in New Orleans. You know what I'm saying? Then I moved to Atlanta.
You ain't shit, bro.
And I started in fucking Atlanta, man. At the old Uptown.
The old Uptown.
Was gutter.
Yeah.
Niggas was dying in that bitch,
though. Take everybody back to pharmacy school.
Nigga, that
like, where you bought your first car seat?
Nigga, last day of pharmacy school.
That's where my life started, nigga. That's
watch this. Where you meet your wife at?
I met my wife in New Orleans.
After pharmacy. I graduated from pharmacy.
No. I was at the end of my run. I met her. Matter of fact, I saw my wife. I used to see her. She worked at the Gap. And I used to be like, man, shorty, fine. I told my man, I said, yo, that's my wife right there. You know, you just be talking shit.
You said that shit.
Nigga. And look at us. Like, I really told my man, yeah, that's the wife, nigga. And now we.
And you did it.
That's dope.
Yeah. From folded khakis to goddamn it.
Nigga, I know.
That's dope, I don't know. Man. Pharmacy shit. Yeah. Y'all got a baby.
Anything you want to say to the niggas who listen to this show who ain't like us, it's a nigga who listening to this show who in love, but he listen to this every week and we be telling them bullshit.
He in love with a bitch.
You got to give him a positive message, bro. You his last hope.
Wait, he was in love? Was the girl no good or whatever?
I don't know.
No.
He just be listening to the bullshit we be saying. Exactly. He listened to that shit we say on the show. Yeah. You want to try to counter protest what the shit we saying?
You the only nigga that's married.
I ain't necessarily. My wife, my best friend. So
you probably the only nigga that's been on this show that's really in love.
If you find your best friend, I mean, shit.
Like, I don't ever get tired of each other.
Hell yeah, we get tired of each other.
Like, that's the stage. Like, if I'm tired, bitch, I'm tired.
I mean, nigga, I've been married. Shit, I've been married going on 7 years. We've been together.
Nigga,
like,
this pussy done changed so much in seven years.
We've been
years,
together
bro.
Since, shit, 01. You know what I mean? So, hell yeah, you get tired of
15 years, bro.
Yeah, man. Like, I mean, that's a
then you wake up
time.
And you be like,
so that means
she you again. To this? You better hope she don't listen to this.
She don't. She
so
a
that
lady.
Tired shit.
She's smart. She got to work in the morning.
So, you been sick of me since 04?
No, I'm not. I'm not sick of
before pharmacy school.
That's just natural in a relationship. You know, you together with somebody. Yeah. You know, you gon'
yeah.
I'm an in the moment ass nigga.
Okay.
It's work. You know,
I like the in the moment. After that, I'm on to the next moment.
So whatever,
young nigga.
If it get tired, it don't mean that's just gonna happen.
I don't even think scientifically you should. I mean, nigga, your testosterone levels are probably through the fucking roof.
That shit is crazy.
What would you prescribe this nigga?
He just took his testosterone level.
He good.
Crazy part about it, I be wanting
more. Motherfuckers come to the
front. I get some more testosterone.
The prescription eyeballed is testosterone levels. He eyeballed that shit,
we
boy.
We have to get at the motherfuckers. A lot of married men, older men need fucking testosterone, nigga.
Damn.
You won't be producing that shit. You start growing titties. Your
voice. Oh man,
niggas be coming up here. Hey man,
how they sound? How they
hey,
sound?
Man, oh, you, I got to. Did y'all have any testosterone?
Hey man,
that nigga shoot himself up right there. All right, man, I'm out. I'll see you next week.
Much
shit,
better.
I'm back. God damn. Nigga, you start losing your bite, nigga.
Wait a minute, what'd he sound like? What'd he sound like? At first, yeah.
Hey, man, I want to know if I can get my testosterone prescription filled, please.
Hey, LaVar, let me ask you this. You might know this shit because you're a pharmacist, and I know you. Yeah. I know a lot of your customers are old white ladies. What's making them bitches live so long?
They taking HGH?
Bruh, I saw an old white bitch.
You know what I think is making them live long?
What?
Them white afros, man. You know them old white ladies got them little, them afros?
Yeah.
They be all white. I think it's some
that's got that life
them
juice.
Them hoes just be.
Them old white women look like poodles when they come in.
You ever seen an old white bitch with that leather hand? She throw that leather hand on the counter. That hand be fucked up.
You ever deal with somebody who had the shakies?
Yeah.
You stop saying that. Why he always?
And you always was trying to answer, and they like look like they saying no.
You can't call it that.
Like, you okay?
You can't.
Yeah.
I deal with one, bitch, you're saying no, bitch. You're going to get us fucking suspended. I deal with one customer. She got narcolepsy.
Like Deuce Bigelow.
So what is narcolepsy and
she coming
epilepsy?
In for pills, nigga. She be fucking...
Dozing off.
Oh, narcolepsy. Seizures. Okay, epilepsy is seizures. Narcolepsy is seizures.
Narcolepsy is you go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So she sometimes, if she out of her prescription, she like, hey, do y'all have...
Call back six times.
Okay, let me get my...
She sleep on her feet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They don't fall over.
My auntie had the shakies.
I done seen so much shit back there, man. Y'all just don't know.
That's why we brought you, so you can tell us about this shit.
Boy, it's a
stop
shit
doing
going
it.
On,
what's going on?
Have you ever walked in the house and saw your auntie just looking at the TV? She just...
You like, what's
wrong, what auntie?
Hey, at one pharmacy, I fill in that shit by like a psychiatric facility, nigga. And I didn't really know, you know what I'm saying? And like, they bring a van and they let these motherfuckers out and they come in the store and... I didn't know this, so I'm at work, and you know what I'm saying?
Stop.
Y'all, don't laugh at this shit, man. You going to hell,
you going?
Bro.
I be telling him all the fucking time,
bro. I'm laughing at me, bro. I swear on everything, bro.
So, you know what I mean? I didn't really know, so I'm at work. It's just a motherfucker standing. He had like a big gulp, like one of them big gulps, a real big gulp, and he just looking at me, staring. And I'm like, what? Like, is he okay? What's wrong with these motherfuckers staring at me?
Yeah.
So then I start seeing three and four people with big gulps because it's obvious they must.
They made another stop.
Well, they let them out and they get big gulps.
I mean, that's the least you could do. You in a crazy house. Let me get a big
but
gulp.
But I didn't know none of these motherfuckers was crazy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So somebody else came up to me with the big gulp and they started talking, you know, real, hey, how you doing? Yeah, that's my friend Ken right there. And then, you know, he talking to me and shit. And then I look up and the nurses came and the nigga talking to me ran the fuck off. And they all got in the van and they drove off. I'm like, damn.
Fuck
that. This motherfucker's crazy. There's some crazy ass people. There's people on a lot of shit, man. God damn.
Okay, since you here, LaVar.
I thought that story was going to be more climatic.
Since you here, LaVar.
I thought it was going to have
a try. He was waiting. Clay
was
waiting. Like
I thought it was, hey.
Clay was waiting for the payoff. He was waiting for the payload.
I was like, oh, so niggas that ran?
Hold up, LaVar. You got to tell DC this shit, because what's that shit? The shakies. He need the cure for that shit.
Yeah, I need to know why my auntie got the shakies.
Yeah, I can't even remember the shit, because he keeps saying it.
That sounds like
Parkinson's.
Yeah.
So what happens in Parkinson's disease is you have acetylcholine, you have dopamine. These are
shout out to acetylcholine.
You know, I can't go tell my auntie this shit. Like, you know, you got see the codeine and some promethazine.
Bitch, you need to drink some codeine and take a nap.
Take that.
Listen, he about to give it to you on the molecular level.
I'm going
to
talk to you
on
about
the PharmD level.
Check this out.
Remember that.
Today we're going to talk about neurotransmitters.
Let's get it.
Acetylcholine and dopamine are two neurotransmitters. Acetylcholine helps me to swing and move, and dopamine helps me to slow down. When any one of those levels are off, you start to shake. You see what I'm saying? And that is Parkinson's.
I remember I had
disease.
To feed my auntie a cup of hot coffee.
This nigga here.
When she started to shake, it fell on her arm and she dropped that motherfucker. That shit was so funny,
did
bro.
Did she burn herself?
She burned. She was like, no, God damn it, shit. And it fell. God, I get ahead of
you. The worst. You the worst.
But you can't help but drink it because you. Can't
hey, bro.
Keep it steady.
We going to, everybody, all them people with them foundations.
Good. So I put it in a squirt
bottle. They going to get our show kicked off the motherfucking ass.
Look, DC, he going to have to donate.
Look, I had to put the coffee in the
squirt
bottle.
You going to be the one to donate. You going to have to donate. Wait,
this nigga I'm said he put the
him.
Coffee
I'm
in the
I'm gonna find it. You just stand still.
Yo, when your movie? Horrible. Your movie about to come out.
Give us
a nigga got a real movie.
It go out.
Shout out
November.
To DC. This nigga got a movie with motherfucking Danny Glover.
He does.
Danny Glover.
I heard that him and Danny Glover got into it on the set. Y'all Danny, got into it. He grabbed him like he used to grab Miss Seeley. I fixed that mailbox.
I heard he kept talking to him like Lethal Weapon.
No, I swear. Every time I was looking at him, I was always thinking of Riggs. They were like, DC, you got a line. I was like, oh, shit.
Hey, Flat. Did you see Malia Obama twerking?
Oh, you talking about the daughter?
Yeah.
What did y'all think about that? I don't think it was bad.
That wasn't twerking, bro. She got a lot of white friends.
Look. It wasn't bad.
She ain't get ratchet.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't no worse than what really be going on out there at the schools and whatever.
When they found her twerking at.
And she wasn't doing it on nobody.
Right.
But did you see the picture of her with Bryson Tiller? Bryson Tiller.
She was lit.
Shit.
But Bryson Tiller looked like he was scared to touch her.
Oh yeah,
Bryson Tiller had his hand in the one pocket.
I did a
on
show
on the right
Pope
side.
In one pocket.
I did a show in Martha's Vineyard, and Obama was there. And the girls, it's a little place where you get donuts and shit. And they was out getting donuts in the line, chilling. And I was thinking to myself, whenever I see people like that, my mind just run. I be like, I wonder what happened when I slapped the shit out of Malia.
Secret Service will shoot the shit out you.
Bruh.
They outside
I
now.
I just, you know what I mean? I know I get fucked up, but I was just thinking, well, just how bad would they fuck me
Yeah,
up,
DC, you ain't seen?
There you go right there.
No, there's another one. There's another one, too.
Bruh, she was high as fuck on that picture. I don't know who passed the weed. I don't know who passed the weed to the first daughter, but you ain't shit.
Yo, man, I ain't saying
that. She might just been in the atmosphere.
She lifted that skirt up, John.
She might have been in the atmosphere.
She lifted that skirt up, John.
You got to see the other one.
Yo, she looked like she liked Bryson a little bit, though.
What you think? What you think? What you think his pop say? What you think pop say?
Malia?
First of all.
I saw the video.
You're shaking your ass.
I don't think you were talking hard enough. I don't think you twerk hard enough because we are the Obamas. And we can change. And I think you should do it again.
You're a little bit offbeat, but there's nothing we can't fix. Talk to Michelle.
He wasn't even talking like that when he saw the video. He was sounding like a regular nigga. He just looked at
Michelle.
What
kind of shit is this?
Look at your daughter. That's your daughter out there. That's your goddamn daughter.
Remember you said you don't think she was mine.
Look at your daughter.
That's yours.
That's hilarious, man.
Michelle?
Hell no, man.
At least it wasn't no like, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. She was having fun for a kid. It wasn't no twerk video.
You know how many females I know lift their skirt up and there don't be no draws?
I want to see what.
At least she had draws.
Yeah, there might have been shorts.
Nah, there was shorts.
I think they were shorts. I don't even think they
were shorts. At least she had on top.
I want to see what Trump's daughter did.
Oh, Trump's wife was, she got naked pictures.
She got naked. That little hairy puss.
I jacked off to Trump's wife. In the early 90s on Skinamax.
Talk to him.
Late night Skinamax.
She was in Playboy.
It was Marilyn Chambers, Car Wash 13.
Talk to him.
Yeah, Marilyn Chambers, Car Wash 13. Trump wife, popped the little, you know. I'm sure I jacked off to her. Skinamax, baby. All day.
All those porns back in the
after
day.
After 11.
All they have hairy pussies.
After 11.
Wow.
How many
look,
kids
just
Trump
like these
get?
Mic covers.
Hmm?
How many kids Trump get?
He don't have kids. He have gremlins. He get wet and they shoot off his back.
Damn.
I don't know, man. Don't ask me no real questions about that, man.
He got like 5 kids and 3
Don't ask
moms,
me no questions
man.
About Trump until he start answering questions.
Damn.
I'm a real nigga.
Why you that orange?
Hey, did y'all hear Lil Bow Wow say he was mixed?
Man, that nigga black. Talking about he don't get go through black issues. That's probably the dumbest shit.
This nigga mixed
up. I have ever heard.
That yeah, he mixed. Daddy is people get
you
him,
mixed, motherfucker.
People get him mixed up with Lil Romeo all the time.
You stupid as hell.
Y'all remember? Mixed up. Y'all remember? y'all remember they had the beef back in the day? Man, I used to fuck with Romeo.
Hey.
Damn.
Lil Bow Wow, well, it shows why. Lil Bow Wow talking about he ain't black. And then his daddy, mama said, no, my son been black his whole life. He tried to show his picture of his daddy because he looked like a DeBarge. Like, damn. They wasn't black.
His so what are you, nigga, if
his
you ain't black?
His daddy came at him like, nigga, I'm black, so what did that make you? Right. Shit, don't fuck out of the scheme up.
Hey. Niggas be assuming just because they got a little bit of something. You know, my mama told me I got a 0.3% Cherokee in me. I said, bitch, we black.
Bow Wow is mixed with Alabama nigga and you say Chicago that, nigga. That's what he mixed with. Nigga.
Bow Wow, I don't know. He ain't mixed two with shit. Niggas. He mixed up.
I think his strength was in his hair. Ever since he cut his hair off, he done fell the fuck
damn.
Out.
He been mixed up since JD ain't told him what to do. And let me cut the strings off the puppet. He don't know what to do.
It's over with.
He needs your pet off.
Right here.
He fell off. The nigga been working. Nigga been doing
on CBS.
Yeah,
on is CBS, which is why he trying to keep his image. That's why, because CBS with him.
Yo, you know, 50 Cent about to do BMF.
I ain't know
the show. Yeah,
I'm trying
heard
to get
that.
In there.
Yeah. I'm trying to get in that shit too.
Hey, just shout there. Out to anybody you shoot something in Atlanta. Put one of these motherfuckers, if not all of us, in the shit.
Oh, we gonna come in red shot. We gonna come in red shot. I'ma take your fucking camera. I'ma come in red shot. I'ma shoot myself in it. I'ma have me a roll. I'ma look at the niggas. Yeah, there you go.
Hey, the nerve of these niggas making movies without us. We gonna pull up on the set and we gonna fuck your cameras up. We need some B-roll.
B-roll.
We want to be heroes. I'm trying to get and see them titties on the D-roll.
Hey. Okay, slap the director and the damn editor. Man, what you shooting? I'm turning to Predator. Stupid ass. You ain't put us in a flick. Damn. You got bitches sucking dick. Green room action, crab service, what's happening?
Hey.
We eating all the food, crab legs, get it cracking.
What?
They shoot the walking dead.
Yo.
You get shot in your head.
Yo.
They should have put me when they needed black people dead.
Hey.
Could have laid there.
So you want to be on the show where they kill black people?
I would have laid there.
Oh, no. All right.
I would have laid there.
If I don't get a role, it's going to be some dreadhead niggas in the lobby.
If go I ahead. Don't get go a ahead.
Roll, yeah. ID, it's gonna be some dread head niggas in a lobby.
Scream
it, pull up, shit up, bubble clap,
pull
it up, bubble clap. I don't give a fuck. I can rap. I don't give a fuck.
Zika virus, the Zika virus. Everybody got the Zika virus. The Zika virus. A lot of niggas got the
small head.
Yeah, had you some T Rex arms.
Oh shit. This is the 85 South Show, nigga, the only podcast online that can get you the
y'all
motherfucking
terrible,
cure
man.
To
that
the Zika
terrible.
Virus.
Fucking right,
man, nigga.
AKA the little head.
So, man, what else y'all got going on, man? Y'all, you know,
first of all,
I just wanted to
the
say,
new season of Wildin' Out is back.
That's
yeah, bitch.
Crazy.
We
it's
on
back.
Big MTV.
He
lives
beach. He lives on Bitty Beach.
Hold up. Wait. Let me pull both motherfucking nuts out. Not only do we have Wildin' Out back, DC.
Yeah, Libby.
We have Wildin' on tour. You're looking at two niggas with two TV shows
two
on.
TV shows
on two different
time.
Networks.
Two TV shows
at one time. Two TV shows at one time. Two TV shows at one time.
Hey, got two TV shows on one time.
Yeah.
Nigga. Two TV shows on one time.
Let go.
We gonna come on at 10 o'clock. We gonna come right back at 10:30, nigga. Cause we two
ooh,
TV shows at 10:30. One time. 10:30. Two TV shows
then
at 11. One time.
Hey.
Back to back.
I'm on both channels. Flipping. Watch both channels.
Hey.
Back to back.
Bitches seen me like, ooh, you that dupla show.
Yo.
Back to back.
I'm like, yeah. Shit, you
already
know.
Hey, one time.
Two TV shows at one time. Two TV shows at one time. Hey, two TV shows at one time. Hey, two TV shows at one time. Shout out to Nick.
Two TV shows at one time.
That nigga get us rich.
Two TV shows at one time. Hey, two TV shows.
I'm about to get a bad new bitch.
What time?
I'm about to. I ain't met her yet. But when
I'm about to have a baby. Baby about to take all my money. I'ma like, bro. Fuck you, buddy. Bitch, better be glad I don't kill you. I ain't really mean that.
He used to wear two rubbers.
But if you take my stacks,
he used to wear two rubbers.
I put your ass back in the
he used to wear two rubbers.
Where you belong,
he used to wear two rubbers. He used to wear two rubbers. But now he got two shows and a baby on the way. He don't wear the rubbers no more.
Nope.
He don't even wear rubbers no more. He don't even wear rubbers no more. Nigga don't even wear rubbers no more.
Call me raw dog.
Rubber no more. Nigga ain't wearing no rubber no more. Nigga ain't wearing no rubber no more. Nigga ain't wearing no rubber no more. No rubber no more. No rubber no more. Nigga ain't wearing no rubber no more. Rubber no more.
Pussy get clean.
That was rubber
no more. Niggas ain't wearing no rubbers no more. Niggas ain't wearing no rubbers no more. Niggas ain't wearing no rubbers no more. Niggas, that's enough. Shit. Shit.
Y'all killing it.
What? Hey, Pussy checked out that Pussy Cat.
Y'all niggas rappers turn comedians, man.
Y'all stupid.
You ever found the box scratching off of these?
What was it, though?
Yep. What happened?
You got to tell them what time, though.
What time? Oh,
just
shit.
In case they,
shit.
Just
different
in case
channels.
They
shit, it's two channels.
Like Eastern Pacific.
So they need to
bullshit.
Set the TV.
But check this out. We on the gangster time.
The on demand.
We on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The tour come on Tuesdays. Wild and Out come on Thursdays.
On Tuesdays and Thursdays, watch for the suite.
You got to watch for your people.
My little partner be like, hey, man, Tuesdays he locked up. He's like, bro, I saw you on TV. I said, bro, when I was locked up, but we only had six channels.
And you better not touch now one of them.
Uh-uh.
Where he locked
they
up?
They got cable?
Hey, all of them in prison. They be watching the MTV shit. Hell yeah.
Well, shit, that's what's up, man. Shout out to the people goddamn locked down.
31 days, I got my mind right.
Oh, you only did 30 days?
31.
31. Don't,
31. Don't short that one day. Don't short that one day.
Shit, that 31st day was the hardest one.
That one day changed his life. That's when niggas tried him the most.
Yeah, that last day. Nigga, get out tomorrow.
He about to get out.
Still is soap.
That shit crazy, man. I took a nigga cake in jail. That shit was funny. For niggas didn't even want to hear that shit on the street. I'm like, bro, I took a nigga cake in jail. They're like, yeah, what's up? Cool. But look, man, nigga down the street. I'm like, God damn.
That nigga ain't give you your
can't
street.
Can't even come home and take a goddamn cake. Jail story.
God
damn. Nah, that story only good in there.
Yeah, it's only, it wasn't even good enough because I sat at the table with the niggas I was eating with. I was like, yeah, man, you know, I just took that nigga
so
cake.
What you, but what like, you hey, got yeah. going on, nah, though, nigga, you still on tour?
No, quick cut niggas. I was too.
I know that shit fun. I was just going to see him nigga going to respond to this shit.
I got something for you.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm making love to the bitch the other day, you know.
Okay, I got my show coming up.
What's it called?
The Bronner Brothers Show. I'll be performing on that August 20th.
You really going to come and promote the Bronner Brothers Hair Show like everybody and their mama ain't already going to fucking
well, y'all
beat
come out. Y'all will see me. Shit.
He going to be rocking finger waves.
That's
he
going to
bring them back. Just
I,
for that shit.
I ain't
no, fuck with
no
you.
Hair, nigga. My
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I'm done.
It's going to be
fried. My brother be talking about, yeah, nigga, that's why you bald, nigga.
Because of finger waves?
Butters. No, this shit genetics, man.
He bald, too. He ain't tell you that part.
Oh, yeah. Your brother bald?
Excuse me.
He got his hair? Yeah. So he might be right.
Nah,
nigga. You just don't want to admit it, nigga.
That's all right. That was that stress from school.
It's
all right. That shit, that
pharmacy.
Fell out,
hold up, LeVar. I got to say this shit. This is one of the funniest comments on the Instagram. This from a person who Instagram name is 912_2_215. This motherfucker said, this podcast is for them bitch-ass niggas that take showers in air dry like the hoes do.
Hilarious.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Did you hear what he said, Fly?
You don't air dry, but have you ever got out the shower? You got it's like layers of water. You get the first layer off, then you walk out there, and then you feel the air. When you air dry and have a towel, you get dry quick and full.
You ever took a shower and you didn't have like a shower towel? You just had like that medium sized towel that looked like a fucking shower towel when you fold it.
You never cut it up.
Them fucking hotel ass.
I hate them hotel towels.
You ever dried off with the hotel blow dryer while you in the shower?
No,
you trying to kill yourself.
You be doing too much.
That light skin shit.
Yeah.
Nigga, you know just
shit ain't hurt me yet.
That's what
no, I'm just playing. Don't do that, kid. Don't do that, kid.
I definitely put my fucking towel on. Fuck that.
Do you put your
hair dry?
Yeah,
I don't know.
The same dudes that tie their towel up here, they cover up their titties when they tie their towel. Them dudes. Them dudes probably
air dry. Come on in, nigga. You could have. I would have waited.
They come to the door like somebody's mama.
Hilarious.
Hey. Pass me that.
Clayton, who the podcast for, my nigga?
Man, this podcast for everybody who goddamn don't have enough money to go to the dentist, but then when they get enough money and go to the dentist, they like, fuck, I should have just kept doing what I was doing.
Fuck right.
I paid money to get my teeth fucked up.
DC, who the podcast for, man?
Man, this podcast for all the ratchet bitches who let their children drink coffee. I'm like, how you in middle school? You know what coffee tastes like? Yeah, I like that mocha choco. I'm like, bitch, that's why you so goddamn ill.
This podcast is for every married man that go to the store and get the wrong shit and come back. And the wife send his ass right back out. That's who this
you don't want to get out the house, goddamn.
That's how you got out the house.
You know who this podcast is for? This one right here? This podcast is for all the bitches who text you, and then when you text back, they ignore your text back. I don't know what the fuck that shit is about.
This podcast is for when Steve Harvey cut his mustache off, and no, ain't nobody going to hide his ass no more. So he got to come here and work.
Cut that part out. We ain't gonna delete that shit. Nope.
This podcast is for all the young bitches that wear kitten heels.
Kitten Hill.
Hey, that's that little small hill. Just wear flats. What you ever got that notice, dumb heel for?
You ever notice that old ladies don't wear heels, they wear pumps?
Pumps.
Yeah, go get them red pumps. I don't know if it's a... We're going to get some ladies to come through.
Hell, boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy.
Hello,
hey, everybody. Man, I wonder what it's like to have a last name Harvey.
This is what it's like.
Life is good.
Fresh.
That
walk in. Fly,
fresh, man.
Yeah, I bet you don't even know how much that bag costs.
Oh, that's $1,500. That's the Buscemi bag.
He knows.
See, he know all that stuff,
I don't
man.
Even know the name.
I didn't know how to pronounce the shit.
He looked at you and told you your testosterone level.
He got the Buscemi bag.
If you don't think he can tell what brand some shit is,
look, I got to say this shit to the camera because they don't know what the fuck y'all talking about.
He got it with the white Balenciagas. I see you, B. I see you. You killing them right now.
Side motherfucking homeboy, B.
What I was just talking about.
That's how he turned into a K5 Psi.
Talk to him.
Alpha Psi.
Give us another one of them rhymes.
Man, I don't.
Give me one more.
They got a bunch of them shit. Let's talk about it.
I wasn't a big chanter.
What are some of your favorite Kappa memories, LeVar?
Man,
what's some of the cool shit you did that got you in the Kappa Hall of Fame?
He probably can't talk about it.
He can, though. That's all they do is talk about it.
Hold on. So what's one of the ones, like, when y'all be going against other people, like, if you knew what I knew, then you would be a Kappa. We better than Alpha. Like, that's it, me.
Yeah,
I'm like, these nigga crazy.
I'm not really good at that shit. I just used to be there, throw the yo up, you know what I mean? Just show love. I ain't really...
With a polo sweater on.
I ain't no real chanter, man.
Y'all the blood. You know,
well, stop throwing that shit
you
up
see,
on
I just, I just fucked that other one
well,
up. Y'all just shit
no, that was good. I liked it. That's why I asked for another one.
Yeah, but you said it like you didn't believe in the shit. If you would have said it with some conviction, it
well,
because
it was old. You know
give
what I mean?
Fuck.
I forgot some of that shit.
No, so sometimes.
Who pull out a knife? See, look. Who lets them nigga had a knife fight?
See, look, I play the drum. Old, so man. Every time, sometimes at the crib, I get on the urge to grab some sticks and just make noise. So has there ever been a time when you at the house and you just got down? I still got it.
Sometimes.
I know you do,
sometimes
motherfucker.
Sometimes I throw it up.
That's I know you do.
I throw that shit
hey, we
up,
appreciate man. You coming and blessing us
hey,
with
man,
some
I'm
game.
Glad, you know what? I'm glad y'all had me, man.
Have you ever got
no, we're not done.
Have
I
you
was
ever
just
got
letting
caught
you know.
Doing that shit? Like, you be like in the middle and you like, God damn it, baby.
You know what?
Why he do? How he did?
You know what? I used to be so into twirling, dog. I remember I had my wife. We was dating at the time, and
after pharmacy
you wrote
school.
Her a little step.
No,
you she, pulled her by twirling?
No, she came to the house.
You grabbed her with the cane hooked
came,
on the neck.
She came to the house coming. And I started twirling and shit. It
that's
was,
lame
it
as
was
fuck,
lame
bro.
As fuck.
She liked it,
and
though.
I didn't realize
she
that
she had a twirl. So he said, sit down. I got something to show
you. I didn't realize
wait
that
a minute,
shit
wait a minute,
she
wait a minute, wait
me,
a minute.
I'm like, that shit was whack. Like,
that
why
shit
the
lame,
fuck did I
bro.
Do that, dog?
Because you was a lame.
I had the music on, nigga.
Okay, so you wasn't just like, you know, I'm just trying to practice. You was like,
sit out.
I was like, check this shit out.
Watch what I got for you.
Yeah. You know what's the fucked up
eat a strawberry.
You know what's fucked up,
eat a strawberry.
Him and his homeboy put the shit together.
No, that was just some shit my stupid
coming
ass
to the stage.
Man. Yeah, that shit was
y'all
corny.
Y'all weren't
even it was corny, man.
What was
it
your was number really in line?
Cool. I was number four club, man.
Oh, but man, you know what? It's probably some dudes out there that just got through twirling for their girl.
I know
right.
They
just
did.
Said that
I know
shit.
They did.
There's some niggas like, who gon' twirl now because they heard that. Right.
That nigga, that's
don't
a good idea.
It,
I never thought
don't
of that.
Never thought
it,
of that.
You don't twirl that for your shit. Girl, I'm going to be the nigga that eat her ass the next day.
Right.
Talk about you, yeah. How you twirled and shit.
Right.
Like he was twirling, for real.
Matter of fact, you know, me and my wife were just dating at the time.
That's how I know that nigga young, because he said he going to eat her ass the next day. A nigga was just in that ass.
Hey, it's a lot of ass niggas be in. A lot of pussy niggas be in.
Nigga, your lips going to fall off.
If they fall off, get what? It ain't going to stop me from eating that ass.
This motherfucker here for that.
I get it. Now, y'all can. Come here.
You, hey.
Now you eat it when you got no lip.
Yet. No. No. You're supposed to stop, fam. Oh, you got to stop, man.
Bruh, what you want me to say on your behalf when your lips fall up?
We're going to have a funeral arrangement for my lips.
Be in that pharmacy trying to get
that's
solid.
Fucked up.
The fucked up part is they're going to fall off like on cartoon.
He going to have a nigga sitting in front of him just holding the juice with a straw.
No, he just going to have all teeth.
Nigga, fire Marshal Bill on their ass.
Hey, man.
I'ma just go to Toys R Us and get one of them Mr. Potato lips.
They gonna fall off like Daffy Duck lips and they still gonna be talking. And be like, nigga, I can't believe you did shit.
Shout out to all the niggas who fucking a nigga girlfriend and you trying to convince her that you eat pussy better than her boyfriend.
No, you never convince her. You just show her. You make her make the decision.
This
you don't even
here.
Bring the other nigga up. You have to stop her from talking about
if
the
if anybody
nigga.
Is be deep
like, man,
in the
he's
church.
So like, you know what, girl? I got something.
If anybody's deep in the church, pray for my nigga DC Young Fly. He trying to eat his way into a bitch. I ain't never heard of that shit before.
He never wanted to eat some pussy and got down there and wasn't quite edible. He be like, yeah, you
motherfucker and ate the lining out the goddamn pussy.
Want to play cards?
Damn, LaVar, you a husband, right?
Yeah,
you somebody's husband. Yes. How much pussy should a husband eat in a week? Shit got quiet. Niggas want to know
putting,
that shit.
You putting real pressure on this man.
I know
like.
Nigga. That nigga looking around like nigga.
Your wife is gonna listen to this at some point.
I don't.
You can't.
No,
nigga eat ass every day.
I don't really want to.
He's a married man.
I don't want to.
Who eats ass every day?
All right, fuck you then, LaVar. Hey, DC, how much ass should a husband eat in a week? This nigga know.
I don't know, because I know when you get tired of him, you like you sleep on one side of the bed. She
why you always tired of a bitch?
You gonna be every day? Like, now I get tired of my own family member. You know what I'm saying? This like, bitch, I can't be laid up with you every day.
What's his prescription, bro?
Shit.
Really?
This nigga says shit.
Let me see.
He already ready to eat ass till his lips fall off. Yeah.
Shit crazy. Don't let. That's why I can't do new drugs. If I like it, I'm going to be hooked. That's why I couldn't grow up in the 70s.
Damn.
I'd have been on crack.
Damn.
All my problems have been smoking.
My homeboy said if he lived
it's
to be 80.
Out.
He said if he lived to
nah,
be 80.
You would only
fuck
with
crack.
If it was new?
Yeah. Now what that new shit is? What that crack? What? How you do it? The nose?
So the only thing that stopped you from fucking with crack is the history. You was like, let me read up. No, it's a bad track record. Got a bad Yelp review.
How many crackheads you think left right now? I mean, niggas still.
Bro, crackhead not even, they like.
They just get stuck in crackhead age.
Hey, you know what?
And they
I noticed this though. Crack, it'd be some new crackheads who join the force every year. Like, it's a nigga I went to school with who like a legit crackhead now.
Wow.
You know what? He was a crackhead before. He just had
that's what
lost
I'm saying.
Everything.
It's like it didn't surprise me when he
for
came out.
For us to
pipe.
See him be a crackhead, yeah. They got to lose everything.
That shit yeah. Crazy.
You can still be a crackhead and have a little bit of shit.
I think a couple of my classmates in high school on that shit.
I know for a fact some of
hey,
them.
I know for a fact a couple of niggas. I know everybody. I'm a young breed.
And I saw that shit on Facebook.
I'm 2010. Niggas
hey,
can crack.
This is fucking rocks on Facebook.
This is a fucked up
story. Do people
but
post
this
crack smoking like weed smoking? Like, man, about to hit these
you,
rocks.
You know what? I don't know what it is.
No, because they scared you're going to ask him for some.
Yo, look, is it just me? Or can you
great fan and two boulders.
Is it just me, but can you tell when somebody doing bad on Facebook, like they profile pic, it be a little dim?
A little fuzzy.
It be blurry.
The picture dingy than the motherfucker.
Like, it just be dim, like, god damn, yeah. Shit. It ain't popping over there.
Hey, I know a nigga who got addicted to crack because he was selling crack, and the police pulled up, and he swallowed a whole bunch of rocks.
Mm-hmm.
So now he just eat
fucking crackhead.
Seemed like his stomach would have turned numb.
Well, yeah. Well, I think he did eventually get arrested, and they had to pump that shit out or something because he swallowed like 80-something rocks or something.
It's like that's weed. Wow. You got to think about it. Weed nowadays. Yeah.
That might have been
all your
excuse,
friends
though.
Are smoking weed.
Yeah. I don't know. I
so
heard
back in the day,
you
would have been
a crackhead
crack.
Tell you why they started smoking weed? It was this crackhead in my hood named Felicia. She was like, nigga, I remember when I started smoking, it just wasn't no weed in the city. Wasn't no weed nowhere. I was like, bitch, I would have waited. I ain't them thinking give up and
really
just go
shit.
Straight to crack.
Oh, that's
my,
what
my
she
brother
said.
Been
that's
clean
why she's smoking.
Yeah, she starts. This, and another nigga, he said, I just
bro.
Smoke crack because ain't shit
okay,
else
well,
to
I
do
think what we can safely conclude is crackheads full of excuses.
Exactly.
As to why they fucking start. You know what? The sun started shining right in my face. I said, oh, shit. How am
you know,
I going
to
get
but you know what?
Today?
I hate the crackheads. I hate the crackheads for saying that you own some because they been clean. Man, you know, I've been clean for a year, man. Fuck with me.
Give me some.
My nigga, you finna go buy some crack, nigga.
No, I hate the motherfucker.
Let's keep it that way.
The functional crackheads. You ever got that functional crackhead? Family member, the nigga functional. He's like, man, you need to get off this. Let me tell you something. I don't bother nobody. I don't steal. I go to work every day.
That is the worst
and
motherfucker.
You gonna die something anyway.
Right.
So just leave me the fuck alone.
Hey,
and
man,
let me live my
I remember
life.
I used to sell crack. I remember I used to sell crack, right? And the nigga told me, he told me that he was about to get clean. I'm like, no, the hell you ain't.
Bro, how long you sold crack for?
Man, I stopped because they wouldn't come and get it like every day. Like, the crack wasn't good.
I think DC was an unsuccessful drug dealer.
That nigga said,
I did good with weed now.
I got two questions. This one right here. The crack wasn't good.
That nigga sat on an eight ball for like two years, trying to get it.
Yeah, this is what I want to know. This is what I was
piecing it out. He was piecing it out.
Hey, y'all want some crack? Anybody?
And who you was getting it from? Because Jeezy said if it's still in the rap, you could bring it back.
Man, fuck with Jeezy.
Shit was fucked up.
Jeezy,
I wouldn't even know.
Jeezy liar. Hey, nigga ain't bring crack back. Nigga call Sue. If you buy some crack for somebody and you call him right back within 5-10 minutes.
Nigga ain't answering.
If you ain't coming to get some more and you ain't known for that, he not gonna pick up the phone.
Right.
Hey, Fly. He already know.
You said the crack wasn't no good.
Bro.
How long did you sit on it, bro? And did you have to, like, give a better sales pitch?
Man, I damn near had to get that shit away.
You had to do a mick pick, too. But you had to do a mick pick,
too. But let me tell you, though, these crackheads are smart. They act like it's bad just so they can get some more. Like, man, that shit wasn't hitting. That's why you need to go and give me two more with the extra that I'm gonna buy from you. Like, you know what? Since I fuck with you, I'm gonna give you all of it.
The crackheads formed a mutiny. Just tell him the shit ain't good. Wait 30 days. He gonna give us the crack.
You should have done product research.
He gonna give us the crack. Just act like you don't want none.
After you sold him the shit, you should have looked in the cut and watched him smoke it.
That's why I knew
he hiding a motherfucker.
That's why when I sold weed, I already knew the game. They couldn't get me. Some nigga be like, man, the weed don't smoke. Fuck what you talking about.
A crackhead lives a simple life. You know what I mean? Like, his only goal is to get high. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just act like you done snotted a couple lives.
No, I ain't never done nothing.
Hey.
Okay, let me ask you, though. What about them prescription people?
That's what exactly
what I'm saying. That shit there is,
it's a lot of motherfuckers addicted to that.
How can you tell and what they be doing? What they be doing, how you can tell?
Okay, this is how I know.
Because Oxycontin, the pill mill is crazy.
If you come to the pharmacy, nigga, and it's 80 degrees, you got a skull hat on and overcoat, you addicted to fucking Oxycontin.
Why? Did it make you cold? Oh, that's just some weird shit. You ain't got no more heat.
All the time. And then they try to make these stories and excuses. Hey, man, you know, I was riding my bike, fucked around, the car hit me, it hurt me. I hurt my sacral seven, you know.
Hey, LeVar,
they know way too much terminology.
I give them the shit 2 days later. Man, I'm telling you, life just not treating me. Walking down the street the other day, saw a kid running, end up hitting me in my knee. Hey, man, I tell you, man, but God's good. See you later, nigga.
2 days
later. Man, you're not going to believe this. I was goddamn walking, man. Ended up somebody was mopping on the sidewalk. Nigga, mopping on the sidewalk? They were mopping out there in the sidewalk. I slipped, fell. I'm telling you, man, I can't catch a break, Bubba.
Hey, LeVar, let me ask you this shit, man.
I can't catch a break, Bubba.
Hey, how dangerous is it? How dangerous is it? These niggas mixing the Zans and the lean.
Well, we gotta talk about that. So
yeah. That's exactly what I'm saying.
All this drug mixing.
Here we go. What?
How dangerous is that shit?
First of all, Xanax is a benzo. Benzodiazepine.
Yeah.
Which is gonna pretty much slow you down.
I knew that shit. As soon as you said preen, I was like, nigga, that shit gonna
happen. And then when you talk about the lean, promethazine with codeine or Tussinex, which is clofenyramine, dextromethorphan, and codeine.
Nigga, we know you went to school for this shit.
All of these are depressants. So they typically slow the heart rate down. And what ends up happening, if you take too much of this shit and you poison your system, you suppress the heart. You have a cardiac arrest. You go into respiratory failure. I mean, you stop breathing. Yeah. That's what happens. You die.
He looked at us like,
he looked at us like, nigga, that's right, it. Nigga. Yeah. Nothing else.
You're going to die.
Pretty much.
Your heart's going to stop and you're going to fuck up. You're going to die.
Hear that, kiddies? Opiates. Fucking with them.
Listen, nigga, a lot of people
coming in to get them syringes. And I mean, I'm going to give you a syringe. Like, one thing about me, I'm going to give them to you. Some pharmacists, you ain't diabetic. But, I mean, fuck it. One dude told me.
They free?
No, you got to buy them.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? But I know people might want to shoot
because some places, they give them to
you might
as
well have a clean needle.
Right.
You talking about shit. I'll send you a clean needle.
One dude pulled up like, hey, man, I'm telling you right now, man, I need to get high. I don't feel like digging in the trash. So you either going to give it to me or not.
Right.
Damn.
Right.
I like, fuck it, man. Yeah, I don't give a fuck, you know.
Damn, see what had happened was
yep, you just I can't win, Bubba.
Somebody came just threw the heroin right in my face.
Just right in my face.
He said niggas was mopping on the sidewalk.
Damn.
I slipped and fell.
That shit's crazy, though.
So much shit, you just keep going with this shit.
So they dead. So don't do that.
Yeah, man.
Why people do all the drugs? When did that become the thing? You don't have to do them all.
Yeah, dude, I did them all.
Know, dog.
Each like, drug should be respected individually.
Why is your generation so into the drug? They not even selling.
Some of them got back like, on to snorting powder.
People like my, you know, my generation, we was selling that shit. We were trying to get
it.
Money.
Mm-hmm.
But like now the youth.
No, but
like,
y'all taking it. I feel, and it, I ain't saying
my
y'all.
Generation bringing the crackheads back because I told you, one no crackhead like that. So they not taking the drugs and eventually gonna turn to crackheads and then crack gonna be back.
You think crack is gonna come
back?
No, I think it's just gonna be replaced with the prescription drugs, man. Because you ain't supposed to do all them things together. Texas been sipping lean for a long time. Yeah, they been popping pills for a long time, but you ain't supposed to be taking all this shit
together.
To goddamn gather.
Niggas will take lean and go drink alcohol. I'd be like, he gonna die in the club.
I think I didn't even know, dog. I was in college.
Oh,
it was a nigga from Houston. I never forget this shit. And I was thirsty. I'm over the motherfucking crib. Like, nigga, what y'all got to drink over here? Man, let me get some of this Sprite, nigga. Man, you don't want none of that Sprite, nigga. I said, man, fuck y'all, nigga. I poured a cup of that shit. Shh, nigga.
It's not safe, man.
I did not know that shit was lean. I didn't even know. You know, I'm just drinking this shit like it ain't nothing.
Yeah,
shit, you know now.
Boy, that shit slowed down. Nigga.
Shit screwed and chopped everything.
What? Niggas like, LeVar. You straight. Everything all right, right? Like,
sitting sideways. Them boys in the day.
Hey, man, if you out here addicted to some shit, get your life together. That's all I can tell you.
Pull up on LeVar. He'll give you a needle, bitch.
I mean, because I think at the end of the day, we just trying to silence the mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people get on drugs to silence the mind. That's what you're trying
to do.
Go to sleep.
Yeah, how you get off that shit, Flex?
How I got off?
You used to love to pop pills and shit, man.
I was broke.
Poverty forced you into sobriety.
I couldn't buy that shit no more.
So
I'm
you was
like,
a pill popping animal and you just cold turkey? You
see,
got
what it was,
just
see,
be
like I said, see, I used to sell weed and Molly.
Hold on, man. We don't have to.
I don't do that shit.
Allegedly.
I don't give a fuck.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. I got caught for the shit.
Oh,
said,
okay.
Right?
Time served. Talk about that shit. You was the nigga.
So I used to do it. I used to take personals, like it's called personal usage. When you do it, you take your personal usage out.
Yeah.
You sell your shit so you can make your money. You don't smoke your shit up.
But this is what I want to say. I want to say this about you, DC. And I really don't appreciate this, man. Because you know we were talking, and you were like, "Yeah, nigga, that motherfucking that jail life, man. That shit some bullshit, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Lockdown, niggas everywhere. You know you can't shower." And then I said, "Well, how long was you locked up?" 31 days. I said, "Nigga, I was expecting you to say 10 years."
Hey, all it takes is an experience.
Nigga, one day is 6 months.
It's an experience. You ain't seen that new show when the police be behind bars for 60 days. How they be traumatized when they come out? They be like,
they got a show where they put police in jail.
They put regular people in jail.
Put them back in the back.
Wow.
They don't tell them.
And they snitch.
And they be they're really snitching.
They gonna snitch when they get out.
It's a live show of snitches.
But they volunteered to go to jail.
But niggas be coming out there like, man, I got so much respect for them brothers.
Damn.
That shit real, man.
LeVar, what's your social media, 31
days or 31 years.
Oh, y'all follow me. Y'all follow me, LeVar Walker.
Hey, yeah, that shit straight, though. Look below. Everything good, y'all nigga.
This nigga here. You don't get your tear down.
Hey, I was about to ask y'all this shit, but like, when I was saying social media. Y'all on Snapchat?
Y'all fuck with Snapchat?
Yeah.
Over for Snapchat.
What you mean?
Instagram just popped out the Snapchat for Instagram. It's a wrap.
I was just, because niggas was, they
you don't have to switch. You don't have to switch to Snapchat. The Instagram, they have an Instagram chat. It's wrap.
Yeah.
They got Instagram chat?
Yeah. It's over.
Where is it?
It's on there.
They just updated it.
Updated that shit.
Motherfucker leaked they sex tape on Snapchat the other day and said they got hacked. I was like, how the fuck you get hacked on some live shit?
How did you have a... Oh, it was live.
Right.
I was about to say, how...
Well, it's just real impossible to get hacked on Snapchat.
Yo, this technology, dude. You just can't cheat.
It ain't about getting hacked. It's you put it out there.
Your ass gonna get
You put it out there. If you didn't want it out there, you wouldn't have put it out there. Don't think that there's no way to not to get the shit. Shit don't disappear.
Hey, man.
You can't delete shit from the internet.
I remember I jacked out for a bitch and sent it to her. She said, "I'm gonna leak it." I said, "Bitch, you don't know how much more pussy I'm gonna get for that? Do you think?"
What the fuck?
Hey,
you was trying to... You, did, hey, did she... Did she Did she call your bluff?
She was like, I'm not going to do that. I'm like, yeah, bitch.
She just wanted to see what you was going
to
do.
That's a real thing?
She was trying to extort you.
Yeah. No, so they were back in the day, though.
Fly, you got three.
Hell no, I ain't doing no shit like that now.
This, you know what I'm saying?
You just going to come see this dick, huh?
You know, as a married man, I have to live. I live through a lot of single cats, and I like to hear their story. So you got 3.5 million followers.
Sam, brother. Appreciate you.
3.7 million.
He ain't going to tag you and shit. He won't tag.
No, I don't want
post,
no tag. I don't want
won't
to,
tag me.
I just want to know what.
I be going to other nigga page. I be like, shit, ain't tag me. Don't tag
you. You a mother.
That nigga ain't going to tag nobody.
Hey, look,
Fly. So what kind of action are you getting in the DMs, man? Is it ridiculous, dog?
It's not ridiculous. I don't give a fuck who you is unless you that man and they know you for sure. See, females don't know for sure if I got money. They just see the TV show, so they ain't been around. Like, they don't know for sure.
I don't think they care. They
yes,
more caught up in the fame
do.
And the popularity.
And what I do, they don't want me to roast them. They don't want to do nothing for I go do a video. Every time I deal with a bitch. Now, I said that for 2 minutes, but don't go on and make no video, okay? I'm like, bitch, you know I'm finna go make a video.
2 minutes? I wouldn't even agree to no shit like that.
Oh. Nah, that bitch was giving me some sloppy time, but I could help it.
For 2 minutes.
Two minutes is long. Look, tick, tock.
You're stupid.
Tick, tock. That bitch done went down 40 times already. I'm about to blow, bro.
Yeah, that's a lot of strokes.
Yeah, bro.
You can do about 120 strokes in 2 minutes.
That's why we got a podcast called the 85 South Show, because this podcast is for bitches who give head real quick.
Quickly. Bitches who got shit to do. I got a busy day.
Count that.
My nigga Clayton, what's your social media, man?
Clayton English on everything. Clayton.
I just hope Clayton English. Put me on his sitcom. That's all I'm
saying. Come on, me
man.
Too.
Nigga got the sitcom.
I want to be the mailman.
I'm trying to figure out where this shit at, y'all.
I'm working on it, man.
Y'all is working on it.
I don't see it, nigga.
We working on it.
Instagram chat.
My Instagram. You got to update yours.
I did.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Nah, your shit old, bro.
Hey, it's your man, Carlos Miller. This has been another spectacular episode of the 85 South
let me
Show.
Shout out my joint
shout
again.
Shout your shit out, bro.
LaVar Walker, follow me, LaVar Walker. If you have any questions in regards to your medications or how to live a better life, you Google that shit.
No, you gotta come back though, bro.
No, I want to, man. Whenever, man. I'm chilling now, man. But I just want to tell you, I'm about to be a star.
Yeah,
and
we could really
I'm just
use
putting
you
that shit out there.
On
I'm
this
about
hood
to,
health
I'm about
shit.
To be a star. I'm putting it out there, and
speaking
I'm on my
into
way,
existence.
Man.
You got on a bulletproof vest.
Definitely,
I'm on my way, bro.
Nigga wearing a waist trainer.
You got on a bulletproof vest.
Fuck no. Why you say that?
Nigga, your back look a little extra.
Nigga, it's probably the hump in that motherfucker. I don't know.
No. Nigga got a hump in his back. Hey.
Oh, man.
Just leave on a real smooth note.
Yo,
oh,
hey,
that's
hey,
fucked
hey,
up. Got
look,
a hump in his
I,
back. Hey, y'all stay tuned. We'll catch you next week. This has been another great episode of the 85 South
Let
Show.
Let go.
That's it.
I'm gone, bitch.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
man, with nothing but love, man.
Appreciate it, my
fuck
nigga.
Fuck with me, dog. Man, you came through.
Shit.
Oh, man. We got one?
All right. That's good, man.
Do we got some weed? Cause I'm gonna get high. Do we got some weed? Cause I'm gonna get high. Hell no, I ain't doing all that. You know
more. 85.
85. 85. 85.